This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
You may recall a couple months ago we talked about a Pittsburgh television news anchor, Wendy Bell, who was fired after making some racially insensitive comments on Facebook. And she is now suing the station for letting her go. But Jasmine, she's not filing the suit on the basis of the First Amendment, is she?
No, she claims race discrimination, and she's seeking reinstatement. She wants her job back, which is pretty interesting. Now, I thought this was more of a unique case, and a lot of people, when you see stories about this kind of thing on Facebook, someone saying something, their employer ends up firing them because of something they say. A lot of people claim, oh, First Amendment violation, First Amendment violation. But that's not what she's suing for. And again, that would not work here because the First Amendment protects you from the government. It protects you from being arrested. And it's not absolute. As we've discussed in past Shop Talks and amongst each other, there are things that you can't do when it comes to speech. What she said on Facebook was controversial. It was racially insensitive. And she's saying that because she's white, she was let go. And if she was a minority, she would not have been let go.
Do you think that's a unique stance to take?
Well, I thought it was, but Jonathan said that he knows of another story.
Well, I just it jogged my memory that a number of years ago, a public radio station I was involved with didn't work for them directly. I worked for them on the side part-time. They let go someone from their staff who then ended up filing a discrimination lawsuit because he was straight, because the general manager and a couple of other top people at this particular station were gay, and he said, I was discriminated against because I'm straight. And the backstory on this is that a labor attorney will if they're honest, they will tell you that often they sit down and they say, well, tell me everything, and we're going to find the one that gives us the best chance of winning. Mm-hmm. It's never about what they think the discrimination was actually about. Oftentimes, it's about finding the thing that they think they can win on or at least get a settlement on. So I'm not particularly familiar with a case where someone like this has said because they were white, they were fired for racial discrimination. I'm sure it's happened, though. But I am familiar with cases where labor attorneys – they go through a very long and detailed list of the organization that you're suing, and they try to find the thing that, you know, and I'm sure that they went over, well, how old are you? How old are the people who fired you? And those kinds of things to see if they could go after age. So filing a lawsuit to try to get in a different door to the outcome you want is rather common. I don't know how often it's happened specifically with the issue of race. But back to the issue at hand, and I think this is worth repeating, the First Amendment protects you from the government. It doesn't protect you from your employers. Mm-hmm. All three of us are employed by Western Illinois University. If we decided to go on some kind of rant about Western here, we risk that. Now, I think that all of us are journalists, and if we thought what we were saying is factual, we would have the courage to go ahead and do that. But none of us are under the delusion that we can say whatever we want about our employer and that we're entitled to keep our job.
I don't recall if you made the point, Jasmine, but Wendy Bell is saying that if she was black and had made the same comments, she would have kept her job.
Right. They're saying that it was interpreted to be racially pejorative because she was white, that comment she made.
And I think that is certainly in the scope of the employer to decide how, because, you know, I don't think it's just the employer. It's probably also the public who would see it in that same light.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge following for Wendy Bell saying she should have her job back. But there's also a lot of people who are very happy to see that she was let go because of what she said. But I think it is important to note, I think a lot of people misunderstand the First Amendment. And there was another case where a man lost his job because of something he said over the Orlando shooting, something against gay people. And he was let go. And a lot of people were saying, and again, because I read the Facebook comments, and sometimes I shouldn't, but I do, right? You put yourself through that. And a lot of people were saying, oh, he has a lawsuit that he can file now because they should never have let him go because he has freedom of speech. Sure, you have freedom of speech,
yeah.
but that does not prevent your employer from letting you go. And a lot of jobs, especially news jobs and television jobs especially, have clauses in the contract where if you make that station, that employer, look bad in some way, they can let you go.
There are certain circles that are going to argue that we're all being too politically correct and that people should be allowed to say the sorts of things that I guess come to mind. But I don't understand why you need to say something hateful like some of these comments that we're discussing here today. And I could see where if you're a business, you don't want to be associated with someone making those types of hateful and hurtful comments. And as you've both have said, you know, the business certainly has the right to dismiss that person if they feel the person reflects poorly upon them.
You do have the right to say whatever you want, provided, and you, but that doesn't exempt you from the responsibility
of
the consequences of
yeah.
your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that if one of your employees, you know, who is linked to you in some way, is out there saying things that make your customers angry,
mm-hmm.
what I think you have some responsibility to your customer base and make sure that they know how you feel about these kinds of things.
Yeah.
If you feel that way.
If you feel that way. And it's your right not to. You know, you know, there are certainly some business owners who have some very, very vocal positions on some issues, and some people won't shop at their stores anymore, and that's their right to have that position, and it's the people's right to not shop there, and it's the people's right to tell other people not to shop there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea that you can file a lawsuit over it,
I will say that it seems to be getting more lax now on social media for news personalities. I see a lot of people who will express their opinions more and more and more. And even 4 or 5 years ago, I saw a lot of people who would say, don't do that. You know, just keep it very news oriented or maybe share a picture of you on the scene. And that's about it. But now I see a lot of people expressing opinions about maybe subjects that could be deemed controversial in their communities. It makes me nervous. And I'm not sure. And I think that's something that we're going to see evolve over time, whether or not there's a backlash against that or if it becomes more acceptable, because it didn't used to be.
Well, I'm sure there are consultants out there telling some news people at some stations to put your opinions out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let people relate to you and get to know you better and understand who you are. But like you, Jasmine, this sort of thing makes me nervous. I think we should be reporting facts and let the audience make their decisions instead of trying to sway them.
Totally agreed. And I think that really what it comes down to is the public has to decide what do they want from their journalists. You know, we certainly live in a modern society where a lot of people only want to hear from quote unquote journalists that share their position.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go to a very liberal news source or a very conservative news source so they can hear the kinds of things that they want to hear? Or do we want people, you know, it really is up for the public to decide, because all forms of journalism exist out there.
There is a diversity, especially with digital platforms now, Jonathan.
Very much so.
There is a diversity. And if you want to only follow news people who agree with you, you can find that. If you want to find fact-based, unbiased journalism, you can find that too.
Yeah, and it's a societal issue that we have to decide is, what do we want? Do we want to be in the echo chamber, or do we want, you know, information that challenges assumptions and makes you think about what the best position may be?
I think we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.